With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran closing in on a one-page memo to end the war. President Trump says the blockade of Iranian ports ought to be enough motivation for Iran to come to terms, considering it is devastating their economy. Also at SRNnews.com, the two countries closing in now on a one-page memo that would bring an end to the war, and that has led to oil prices plunging and shares leaping on Wall Street. A look at the big board right now has all the major indexes back down. The Dow right now up by 347 points, the NASDAQ off by 34. Republicans in several southern states are pressing ahead with an aggressive election year redistricting effort after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that districts that were drawn up simply on the basis of race simply are not constitutional. South Carolina Republican State Representative Weston Newton says GOP leaders in the state house will introduce a new map this week.
Obviously, there are maps on the internet from the National Republican Redistricting Trust that are out there that are being advocated to be a map for South Carolina. And I think we'll start that process Friday morning, take testimony and see where that takes us.
In Tennessee, protesters repeatedly interrupted legislative hearings on the redistricting plans. The search continues for two U.S. service members still missing in Morocco.
Over 600 military personnel are still searching in Morocco for two U.S. Army soldiers who went missing Saturday night while taking part in an annual multinational military exercise called African Lion. Amid conflicting reports, the two are believed to have been on a recreational hike and may have fallen and been swept out to sea. The Moroccan Navy released video showing aircraft scanning the ocean, canine crews scouring a rocky shoreline, and divers looking in underwater caves. A U.S. defense official told the Associated Press the search has covered more than 17 square miles of ocean and coastline. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. There's new data out that shows exactly where people are most likely to get arrested for their Christian faith.
According to the annual Red List from Global Christian Relief, China arrests more people for their religious beliefs than any other country. Christians are the primary target, although a few Muslims and members of the Falun Gong are incarcerated in that giant country. Russia comes in second on the list, targeting just about anybody who isn't Russian Orthodox. Iran, Vietnam, and Nicaragua round out the top five nations most likely to arrest people of faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
The number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. tallied by the Anti-Defamation League declined by 33% last year, the first drop in 5 years. The ADL attributes the improving numbers to a dramatic decrease in incidents on college campuses after pro-Palestinian and anti-Zionist student demonstrators protested. In 2024, the ADL tallied more than 1,600 anti-Semitic incidents. This is SRN News. Dutch officials say about 40 passengers on board the cruise ship that hit the hantavirus outbreak previously disembarked on the island of St. Helena after the first passenger died. More details from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The dozens of passengers, including the wife of a Dutchman who died, left the cruise ship during a stop at the British territory. The cruise company that operates the ship previously said the Dutch woman had got off the ship with her husband's body at St. Helena. She then flew to South Africa on a commercial plane. However, the company has not acknowledged that anyone else got off the boat. Dutch authorities have not confirmed where the passengers who disembarked are now. Authorities in South Africa and Europe are trying to trace contacts of any passengers who actually got off the ship.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.